Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Friday, April 4, 2025.
Hungary's withdrawal from the ICC. Hungary's government has made a bold move by announcing its withdrawal from the International Criminal Court, or ICC, on April 3, 2025. This decision comes after a visit from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is facing a warrant from the ICC for alleged war crimes related to the Gaza conflict. Following a Hamas-led attack on Israel on October 7, 2023, which resulted in around 1,200 Israeli deaths, Israeli military actions reportedly caused over 50,000 Palestinian deaths. Prime Minister Viktor Orban criticized the ICC's warrant as brazen and unacceptable, asserting that Hungary will not comply. As a founding member of the ICC, Hungary is expected to uphold its commitments, but Orban's government has historically supported Israel and often opposed EU criticisms. The withdrawal process will take about a year, during which Hungary must still meet its ICC obligations. This political maneuver follows US sanctions on ICC prosecutor Karim Khan, which may have influenced Hungary's stance. The implications of this withdrawal could significantly impact Hungary's standing within the EU and encourage other nations to disregard international law.
Lawsuit against Social Security Administration and Elon Musk. Disability rights groups have launched a lawsuit in Washington, D.C. against the U.S. Social Security Administration and Elon Musk. They allege that Musk, during Trump administration, led the unlawful firing of about 7,000 employees and the closure of offices that support people with disabilities, affecting millions of Americans who depend on Social Security benefits. The Social Security Administration provides crucial financial support to around 73 million retired and disabled individuals each month. The lawsuit argues that these mass layoffs and office closures violate the rights of beneficiaries under the U.S. Constitution. Plaintiffs also express concerns about service cuts, including delays in phone support for retirees and new requirements for some disabled individuals to verify their identity in person, which raises accessibility issues. This legal action highlights the vital role of the Social Security Administration in American society and the potential consequences of government decisions on vulnerable populations. The outcome could set an important precedent for workforce reductions and the rights of beneficiaries.
Russia bans Elton John AIDS Foundation. Russia has banned the Elton John AIDS Foundation, claiming it undermines the country's traditional values. This decision, announced by the general prosecutor, targets two non-governmental organizations linked to the foundation, one in the US and another in the UK, both labeled as undesirable. Founded by the famous British singer Elton John, the foundation has raised over $500 million to support healthcare projects in 95 countries, aiming to improve access and fight stigma against LGBTQ+ individuals. Elton John, a strong advocate for LGBTQ+ rights, has previously performed in Russia, highlighting the discrimination faced by the community. President Vladimir Putin has dismissed claims of discrimination, framing Russia as a defender of traditional values against a so-called decadent West. The prosecutor's office argues that the foundation's work fuels an information campaign by the collective West to create social tensions. This ban raises serious concerns about human rights and LGBTQ+ freedoms in Russia. What does this mean for the future of advocacy in the country?
Surge in job cuts in March 2025. In March 2025, job cuts in the United States skyrocketed, with over 275,000 layoffs reported, the highest since May 2020 during the COVID-19 pandemic. In the first quarter alone, nearly 500,000 layoffs were announced, the most since the Great Recession in 2009. Most of these cuts impacted Washington, D.C., hitting federal workers hard due to strong actions by the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. Challenger, Gray, and Christmas noted that over 280,000 planned layoffs affected federal workers and contractors across 27 agencies. While these cuts haven't yet shaken official labor market data, unions are pushing back in court, resulting in thousands of workers being reinstated. Layoffs are also rising in tech and retail sectors, with hiring plans dropping sharply. The upcoming government employment report is expected to show an increase of 135,000 jobs in March, following a rise of 151,000 in February, with the unemployment rate likely holding steady at 4.1%.
Rubio calls for increased NATO defense spending. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio recently spoke to NATO foreign ministers in Brussels, emphasizing the urgent need for European allies to raise their defense spending from 2% to 5% of GDP. This appeal comes as tensions rise in Europe following Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022, raising serious security issues. Rubio dismissed concerns about U.S. commitment to NATO, calling them hysteria, and stressed that while the U.S. is dedicated to the alliance, European nations must take more responsibility for their own defense. Currently, countries like Italy and Spain are spending only about 1.5% and 1.3% of their GDP on defense, which falls short of NATO's goals. The discussions in Brussels are vital for ensuring a strong defense against potential threats.
Portuguese police raids in corruption investigation. On April 3, 2025, Portuguese police launched a wave of raids as part of a major investigation into corruption within public institutions involved in securing information technology services. The operations took place in Lisbon, Porto, and Braga, with 75 searches carried out at homes, accounting firms, and public offices. This inquiry focuses on contracts awarded from 2017 to 2025, with serious claims of various types of corruption, document forgery, fraud, and influence peddling. The total value of the contracts being examined is at least 17 million euros, or about 19 million US dollars. The Bank of Portugal confirmed its collaboration with law enforcement in this critical matter. This investigation raises significant concerns about governance and public trust in institutions across Portugal. What does this mean for the future of public integrity in the country?
U.S. and China military talks in Shanghai. On April 3, 2025, military officials from the United States and China gathered in Shanghai for important talks aimed at improving safety and reducing dangerous military activities. This meeting was part of a key military agreement focused on enhancing communication and preventing misunderstandings that could lead to conflict. The discussions follow recent military drills by China around Taiwan, which raised concerns about stability in the region. As tensions rise, these talks are crucial for fostering a more secure environment and addressing the growing worries over military actions.
Fitch Ratings downgrades China's credit rating. Fitch Ratings has lowered China's national credit rating from A+ to A, citing rising national debt and concerns over government finances. This decision comes after President Trump imposed heavy tariffs on imports, significantly impacting China's economy. Fitch estimates that China's national debt will reach 68.3% of its GDP by 2025, up from 60.9% in 2024, while the government's financial shortfall is expected to rise to 8.4% of GDP. To address hidden debt, China has allowed local governments to issue 10 trillion yuan, about 1.37 trillion US dollars in bonds. Analysts warn that ongoing financial support is crucial to boost economic growth amid weak consumer confidence and deflationary pressures. With a growth target of around 5% for the year, many view this as ambitious given the current challenges. UBS analysts predict that U.S. tariffs could cut China's export growth by 5 percentage points and lower annual economic growth by 1.5 percentage points. Fitch forecasts a slowdown to 4.4% growth in 2025, primarily due to struggles in the property sector and low household confidence. The Chinese government expressed disappointment over Fitch's decision, arguing it misrepresents the country's situation.
Runway secures major investment for AI video innovation. In a bold move for the future of video creation, Runway, an AI video startup based in New York, has secured $308 million in a funding round led by General Atlantic. This investment puts the company's worth at over $3 billion. The funds will help Runway grow its new media ecosystem and enhance its research in AI for film and animation, including the development of virtual environments that mimic real-world scenarios. Prominent investors in this round include SoftBank Group, NVIDIA, Fidelity Management and Research Company, and Bailey Gifford. Runway is revolutionizing video creation with software powered by artificial intelligence, allowing users to generate videos from text prompts or images. They've also partnered with Lionsgate to create a customized video generation model. This significant investment highlights the increasing interest in AI technologies within the media industry.
The impact of Chinese-Australian voters in the upcoming election. As Australia prepares for its election on May 3, 2025, the role of Chinese-Australian voters is becoming increasingly vital. In the 2022 election, Jerome Laxalle from the Labour Party won the Sydney seat of Bennelong, largely due to support from this community, which was unhappy with former Prime Minister Scott Morrison's tough stance on China. To connect with these voters, Laxalle and other politicians are using social media platforms like Xia Hongshu and WeChat, even distributing 30,000 red envelopes with QR codes during the vibrant Lunar New Year celebrations. The Labour Party has only secured the Bennelong seat twice, making every vote crucial, especially since Laxalle won by only 1%. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese faces challenges, including declining popularity and competition from opposition leader Peter Dutton, who is also working to regain support from Chinese Australians. The relationship between Australia and China has improved, with trade recovering after sanctions affected $20 billion Australian dollar worth of goods. Both major parties recognize that addressing rising costs and the housing crisis is essential to engage Chinese Australian voters, particularly in key electoral areas. As the election approaches, the influence of Chinese Australians in shaping the outcome is more important than ever.
Impeachment decision for South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol. On April 4, 2025, South Korea's Constitutional Court will decide the fate of President Yoon Suk-yeol, who faces impeachment after declaring martial law on December 3, 2024. Yoon argued that martial law was essential to combat anti-state threats, but this move sparked widespread protests and raised serious concerns about individual rights. His presidency has been tumultuous. He was the first sitting president to be arrested on insurrection charges in January 2025, only to be released in March due to procedural issues. A recent Gallup Korea poll shows that 60% of people believe he should be removed from office, reflecting significant public discontent. As the court's ruling approaches, police in Seoul are preparing to deploy over 14,000 officers to maintain order and prevent violence. The outcome could reshape South Korea's political landscape and its relationship with the United States. If Yoon is ousted, a new election must be held within 60 days.
Shinichi Uchida on interest rates and U.S. tariffs. Shinichi Uchida, Deputy Governor of the Bank of Japan, announced on April 4, 2025, that the central bank will continue to raise interest rates if the chances of reaching its 2% inflation target improve. This comes as concerns grow about higher tariffs from the United States, which could spark a trade war and threaten global economic stability, including Japan's economy. Uchida warned that these tariffs could hurt both global and Japanese economies, affecting trade relations and business confidence. While tariffs might slow growth and lower prices, they could also drive inflation higher by disrupting supply chains. The Bank of Japan will adjust its monetary policy based on economic performance and inflation forecasts, evaluating its strategies at each meeting. What does this mean for Japan's economy? As these developments unfold, the impact on businesses and consumers could be significant. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.